you're renting this room under the Airbnb program. What's the issue that you're going before the BZA on?
Well, I'd been renting it for around 8 months through Airbnb.com exclusively. Then I received a citation in the mail from the city citing me for operating a bed and breakfast establishment without a license. And that's where it all started. And we went back and forth, emails, visits, phone calls. My and the other Airbnb's defense was that we're not operating a bed and breakfast. We're renting out our property occasionally, one, two people a month. We don't serve any food. And a requirement of a bed and breakfast establishment is that you do serve food. And we felt that the city codes do not address sharing economy activities. And after a while, the city, they were very sympathetic and understanding. But they did come to the conclusion that although there really isn't a code that addresses what we're doing, they have the authority to classify it as a bed and breakfast establishment, which is what they're doing. And after some thought, I've decided just to go along with that, although I don't necessarily agree, and apply for the, I think it's the exception permit, because I live in Old Southwest. And a requirement of that is that I pay for ads in the Roanoke Times to advertise the public hearing and attend a public hearing where I guess they decide whether I can operate or not.
Okay, so you're not asking them to set up a new classification at this point?
Yes, I have, but things move slowly in that realm of activity. But ideally, I would have hoped they would redesign, rewrite, add some codes, and then inform folks who are partaking in Airbnb that you need to buy the business license and comply with the codes, which, of course, would have absolutely no problem with doing that.
You said you've been doing this for about 8 months. Has there been any problems, as far as you can tell, with neighbors or anything? Has anybody complained to you?
No, not at all. I don't have a car myself. One issue with the bed and breakfast is parking space and bringing new people, you know, a lot of extra cars into the neighborhood. I have a private off-road parking space. There's usually just one car. No one's expressed any complaints. Most folks, when they hear of the concept, think it's great.
Do you think this is something that localities are just going to have to deal with? Is this sort of a new concept and maybe come up with some other classification for it?
Yeah, it's pretty established, although it's still developing in terms of fine-tuning. Airbnb is worldwide, very respected. I think there's four or five people, maybe less now, in the city who are acting as hosts through Airbnb. Part of the sharing economy, there's other organizations that enable people to do this. It's developed into the realm of automobiles now. People who have a car are starting to rent that out by the hour, and they do that in Roanoke at the moment. Craigslist is full of people doing this. I think it's a trend. It's empowering for the individual using your own property to generate some income. And it's empowering for the community because the people who stay with you, they want to have an experience when they come here rather than just stay in a hotel at Valley View. And so they ask, where should I go eat? What should I go visit? So the money that they bring in goes towards usually local businesses because that's who we tend to, where we go ourselves and who we recommend. So like 501 Speakeasy, they've had quite a few customers through Airbnb and just the whole downtown community.
You said you've been doing this for about 8 months. What type of people have been renting a room from you?
Yeah, well, it's not who I would have expected, you know, before I'd done it. I think it's actually skewed towards the retired population. Even ladies on their own will come stay with me who have never met me. They're sleeping in a bedroom next to me, and sometimes I haven't been there when they arrive, so we wake up in the morning, it's like, oh, hi, never having met before. But they love it, and it's their first time doing it, too. So to me, they seem very courageous, but they're very comfortable. Then there's been people coming to Carillion for interviews or working at Carillion, people visiting family who prefer to stay in the neighborhood, people just passing through from north to south across the country, and they just stop over. And without fail, they leave Roanoke loving it, although most of them come here not knowing it apart from the name.